You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakulia, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail. Hello, hello, hello. We're back. It's the new year.
2023.
We're back. Chartsomania.
Chartsomania. That's 2023 iteration.
Yes. It's been, what, almost a month now, I think?
Yeah. Since our crazy show-stopping, breathtaking finale where we played songs.
Well, now it's back.
It's back.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Should we do like a round of intros in case?
Yeah, let's do a round of intros.
Listeners have forgotten.
So I'm Jay. I'm on the boards right now.
Okay. I'm Daniel. I'm on the keyboard of a laptop.
I'm Nikki. I'm on the mic.
And I'm B, and I'm on the same mic.
Yeah. Mike, wow. Sharon.
Yeah, feeling good.
Sharon is Karen.
It really is.
It's a new year. There's lots of new music to expect. There's lots of all the festival lineups are getting announced now.
Yeah,
the Coachella.
Yeah.
What did you all think about that?
I thought it was stacked. I just looked at it and I thought it's pretty cool. There's a lot of good stuff in there.
There's a lot of like
some.
Oh, go.
Sorry,
for it.
No. I was just gonna say there's some unexpected appearances.
Who are you?
I felt like I was just thinking about this. Who is kind of weird, B? When we were looking at it, like. I mean, Sudan Archives is on there. I guess they're very popular this year, though.
Yeah, I love Sudan Archives. I'm really excited for Horse Girl. I think that band's super fun. I love everything they've put out. So good to see that they're moving up in the world, getting to play Coachella.
I feel like there was a lot of like long-awaited returns on the set list. Like there's Frank Ocean, Jai Paul, which is like actually crazy.
Yeah, that's no really name. Cool. Frank Ocean was headlining, right?
Yeah,
that's really cool.
The last day, I think.
Yeah, last
or
day.
Last, yeah.
That's
what
really
cool.
What
year was that? Like 2021?
What if he drops an album?
I think it was 2020. He was supposed to.
Oh, 2020. Oh.
Yeah, and then it got, what, canceled and then canceled again.
Yeah.
So
that'll be awesome.
Do you think he'll like actually drop an album though? Or
that'd
do you
be
think
crazy.
It'll be
He'd
like
be
a
like,
greatest hit?
Guess
hits,
what, Coachella? I'm dropping an album. That'd be an awesome album.
I would cry. Like, I'd fall to my knees.
Everybody.
I feel like normally people would. Like, people saw, like, Kendrick playing concerts, and they were like, oh, okay, he's going to release an album before.
Yeah.
But with Frank, you kind of have, like, no idea.
It's like, yeah.
No,
it's
idea.
A mystery.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe he will release another ring.
this time for the toe.
yeah.
Or he could, like, get on stage and just play, like, a 1994 YouTube interview from his phone, like,
that'd
into
be,
the microphone.
That'd be awesome. He's a genius.
Because have you like, heard, like, Blonded Radio or whatever?
Yeah, he just has, like, conversations about, like, what he had a conversation about mushrooms or something with someone.
Yeah.
It's kind of
very random.
Strange, yeah.
You should go on the Midnight Gospel. Anyways, here.
Great show.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Should we get into some tunes?
Yeah, let's get to some chart music and some new music.
Should we start with, like, how many are you feeling right now?
How about let's do two?
Let's do two.
Let's
okay.
Two.
So the first song we're going to play for you is called Sexy Alligators with 3 Zs. And I hope you could hear those 3 Zs through my microphone. That is by Sleepy Gonzalez off the album Slower Apocalypse. And the second album is actually from a former UBC student and a current friend of mine, Juniper Wary. And this song is called Solitaire, and it's from her album, Burn. So we'll play those two and hope you all enjoy.
Thank you. solitaire. That's the way it's gonna be. I only need the real me. All the flair.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back. CITR 101.9 FM.
Woo!
Like we never left.
Exactly. And you just heard Sexy Alligators.
Yes.
By Sleepy Gonzalez with three Zs.
The best kind of alligator.
Triple Z.
And Solitaire by so Juniper sleepy. Weary from her album Burn. And she was a UBC alumni.
She was a UBC alumni. She is great. She was amazing. She like did all the instruments herself. And she used to have like 10 different instruments in her room at a time.
That's so
an
cool.
exaggeration. Wow. But yeah, very cool. And that's like her
love
her first
artists
album.
Like that just like do a whole band's work by themselves.
She did a little Tame Impala.
Yeah, like, do you know Tame Impala?
just one guy.
So we were talking about 2023, the new year. Is there any like anticipated like artists or albums we want to see something from?
I feel like there's the obvious, like we got like your Frank Ocean and like people that haven't dropped in forever. You can always like hope that they release something.
I feel like Tyler the Creator drops an album like
every
2 years.
So you expect
is it
one
this year?
It's this year, yeah.
We're due.
Call me if you get lost. Mm-hmm.
2021.
Yeah.
So we're due sometime this
Which
year.
Almost seems like too soon, but I mean,
that's what happens when you like release an album and then you tour. Like,
yeah.
It seems like it was like there wasn't much time in between.
I hope we get another Igor. That'd be really cool.
That'd be fun.
Igor 2?
Igor 2.
Finally.
Electric Boogaloo. This is like a very random fact, but like in my like music class that I took last semester, we learned that like the Beatles were the kind of the artists that brought in like the album artists, because before people would just like do an album, then tour, then like drop another album, then tour. And like when they released like Sgt. Pepper's, that was like one of the first like popular albums that was ever kind of made like not for touring.
And it was just like a concept sort of thing?
Yeah, and like a concept kind of thing. Yeah.
Just non-touring.
Just
release an album and then...
Yeah, like they only made their... Like before, like a lot of the focus of their music was like so they could play it live.
Yeah.
And then they sought out to make like an album that they like couldn't really play live.
Oh, okay.
And that like wouldn't just be relied on touring or whatever.
I feel like that's kind of a luxury for... Like if you're big enough to make it, then you can be like, oh, let's just like make what we want to make and we don't have to tour.
Exactly.
Yeah. How do you think that's changed now with the way that live music has gone and being able to drop an album pretty much whenever?
I mean, do you?
I think it's easier to like replicate stuff live now.
Yeah.
So like even if you are like a album artist, like you can still figure it out. You know?
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you think people are more responsive to like, you know, someone playing on stage and they don't have a band, they've just got like a laptop with them?
I feel like it depends on the genre. Like if it's Catronata, I'm not expecting like a 6-piece band to come on
for sure.
Film. But I feel like, I don't know, like Magdalena Bay, for example, like a lot of their music is electronic, but it was really cool how they did like kind of like they
the
still
live
played
band.
Live. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like Men I Trust kind of, and like Krungbin, like along those lines.
Ooh, Krungbin's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been cool. Sick.
And then I feel like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I know. But you're right. Like, I don't know. A band can be creative and definitely gives the audience something, even if it's not just like, you know, a guitar and a drum set, right? If they want to kick out the laptop, you know, they could do something creative.
Along the lines of touring, what do you all think, like, if there's going to be a trend or any changes with like artists that kind of feel like they have to tour. Like I feel like last year there was a lot of talk about like smaller artists who aren't like a Taylor Swift or a Kendrick Lamar who like through touring is where they're getting a lot of their revenue and they're feeling very like burnt out or like not in the best mental health state. Do you think there's going to be any like changes to that in 2023?
I think people are kind of getting pissed off about how little Spotify is giving artists. I wonder if there's going to be sort of like a movement for better money from streaming services for artists. Like I know Bandcamp has some good stuff. Like on Fridays, they completely waive their share of the take and then you can just give money straight to artists.
Oh, on Bandcamp Friday?
Bandcamp Friday, yeah. Like what that's
is
cool.
That? Is it? I think it's the first Friday of every month.
I thought it was every week.
Maybe.
But it's really cool that Bandcamp does that and I think Spotify should do something like that too to get more revenue to smaller artists.
Because I know there's been, like, there have been, like, protests or, like, walkouts or whatever.
Yeah, there was, like, the Joni Mitchell. She took everything off.
Yeah, Joni Mitchell's off there,
Neil Young, right? Was it Neil Young?
Neil Young. Yeah. Only in Canada, though.
Yeah.
In the U.S., it's still up, I believe.
Maybe this is, like, a cynical view, but I feel like until, like, bigger artists get upset about it, like, nothing's really going to change.
They're, like, big, but they're old.
Yeah.
They're not as influential anymore. Like, we need like a Drake, like a Dake to
like a
leave.
Drake or Taylor Swift or something to
as
be like.
As soon as Dake leaves, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they still benefit from like streaming services like Spotify and Apple Music, even if it's not necessarily
they have,
like financially.
They have massive numbers.
Yeah.
Those guys are attached to like Capitol Records and whatever, who probably have deals with Spotify behind the scenes for certain things. So like, I don't even know if it'll happen.
Yeah.
Mm.
What do you think, B?
I think that the more people realize, that, you know, just putting your money in specific places, is really important for a lot of people. Like that's a really powerful idea. So hopefully Bandcamp keeps on growing and hopefully they fix their mobile app so I can listen to all my tunes without the app crashing.
Their mobile app is a bit treacherous.
It's a little brittle. Maybe that's the thing that'll facilitate the change in 2023.
Any coders listening?
Yeah, please.
Bandcamp is probably hiring. Yeah. Any like wish lists, like something you really want to see in like music trends? We talked like concerts, and, like, genres, or anything you want to see come.
This is just a me thing, but I want to see people like tighten up albums less of like especially like rap albums in general, like with the whole deluxe thing, because
like
I feel like
five song album or
I feel like because people get so excited they're like, oh, this song wasn't on the original so it'll be on the deluxe, right? But it's like, what if you just compacted everything and onto one? I know it's like a numbers thing, but
yeah, like kind of gaming the like streaming services to like get up charts or whatever.
I mean, it makes a better experience just for like listening.
Yeah.
Then there's not as much like filler, but that's just kind of,
I remember this isn't like super related, but I remember it was Adele that like complained to Spotify to get rid of that like
the deluxe
automatic. No, like how on Spotify when you would like play an album, it would be on like shuffle automatically.
Oh yeah,
she was the one.
Oh, I completely forgot about that. That was miserable.
Yeah, she was the one that was like, please remove this, and they did it.
Thanks, Adele.
Thank you, Adele. So maybe we just need, I mean, I guess artists would just have to tighten up the albums.
That's just like a trend thing. It's like,
yeah,
I feel like that won't happen, but
no, I agree. And then you were talking about like drum and bass earlier before.
I'd like drum and bass to make a,
yeah, that's so facts.
He has some strong opinions about it.
Let's hear him.
Drum and bass.
My only opinion that I want to share is that it's cool. And I agree with Jay.
Valid,
valid
opinion.
I mean, I don't know. TikTok is a big driving force behind people getting into drum and bass and like some of the more breakbeat genres. So it's coming around. I mean, people are starting to see like, people. You know, there's a lot of people, especially I guess in like New York, who are sort of focused on documenting like the scene that is going on right now, and that's more of a focus for people. Like, oh, you know, the thing we're doing is cool. We should be telling people about this. So it's all sort of feeding into itself, especially in the electronic world, I think, a little bit.
Does the documenting include kind of like making sure those people pushing it forward are like getting their due, or like what does, do you know what the documenting kind of like focuses on?
I mean, a lot of people are just sort of more comfortable, like, you know, it's I would say it's pretty comprehensive, the like the way that people have changed, you know, how they're posting about these events and how they're sharing information about the events. And you know, it's more and more expected that there is going to be like some sort of online element to whatever project you're working on, I guess.
Like you know those videos? Have you seen those videos with like the, you know, those dogs with the really long, the borzoi? Those dogs with the really long like noses?
They're kind of weird looking.
Because someone made a someone made a parody of the FKA twigs, like cellophane.
Yeah, but with
they
the
made
dog?
It in like they made it in like a Kermit voice.
Oh my god.
And then
show me this.
And then they're yeah. And then they're playing it over videos of like the dogs with the really long noses, and it's just really weird because it's like really popular.
Yeah, I
but it's like
I haven't seen.
But
that.
It's like FK Twigs is like, it's like what is happening?
Just getting those streams awesome. Up, I guess. Yeah, I love drum and bass.
TikTok is a strange place.
It is strange. It's weird what it like amplifies. Yeah. But yeah, I would love to see like Pink Panthers like. Just run it in 2023. Debut album like would be great.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, really loved her stuff. What about you, Nikki? Do you have anything on the wish list?
Well, Black MIDI LP4,
didn't
Black Country New Road LP3, which these are both probable.
Your turnaround is
yeah. They do it though. They push out a lot.
They've been working
bands
hard.
Are so hardworking. It's a little crazy.
Yeah, okay. They know they're like doing really cool stuff. So like we need to work hard. But I think they'll probably take a break soon. But okay. Black Country New Road just dropped their main guy, so they're like gonna do something crazy now to prove that they're still good. I think their
you
new
did
stuff
put
apparently
me
on is
to them, and I really like.
You've been listening to more.
I've been listening to
that's
well, just
cool.
That one album.
You should check out their other album. It's so different.
It's
for
different.
The first time. Yeah,
okay, for the first time, I will be listening. Yeah. Maybe they do like a Tribe Called Quest kind of thing, where because their like one member died, they brought on like Busta Rhymes and like Andre 3000 to like. Fill in.
Oh,
like they just
I
brought
see,
in a bunch
of
guest rappers.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Thank You for Your Service album.
Yeah.
You heard that?
They brought like everyone
It'd
on.
Be cool if they collabed with some like other artists. I'd really like that.
Small tangent, but speaking of sort of related to A Tribe Called Quest, but did you guys know that De La Soul's classic albums are finally coming to
Spotify.
Streaming services?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm so excited to finally be able to
like
listen
March,
to 3 Feet High
March?
And Rising.
Yeah. Is it like coinciding with any like
I don't know. I think they finally got the masters back because it was like tied up in like record deal limbo for so long that like they just weren't legally able to release it, but I think they bought back their masters so they can release it now. It's really exciting. Also, I would like to mention 10,000 Gex.
Doritos and Fritos, amazing song.
I love that song.
I'm very excited for that project.
I feel like they would come to Vancouver.
B's been so fearful about it being bad.
No, I have to have faith. I just am an anxious person, and it's like, what if it's mid?
But
like, what would I do?
What does a mid, like, 100 Gex album even mean?
There's no such thing, and there won't be any such thing. It's going to be okay.
It'll be fine.
I mean, like, those singles are amazing. The EP, like, the Skrillex thing was kind of like, but those, like, singles, you know, it's going to carry. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really good.
It will carry. And I feel like Vancouver probably has, like, a dominant, strong 100 Gex fan base.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Capitalizing on through touring and stuff.
Yeah.
Some way.
I would love to see those guys live.
They'd be good.
There are a lot of bands I'd like to see live.
Who else?
Well, the ones I already mentioned, the BM and the BCNR, those guys, I'd love for them to get out of England and come to North
I don't know
America.
How I knew you were going to put them into acronyms.
It's so many words. Yeah, they have such long band names. But I wish they would do a North American tour that was not just the USA.
Yeah. They always forget about the
They
North
always
parts.
Forget about Canada. It's so North sad. America. Unless it's Toronto. Then it's... The only city that matters in Canada.
We matter too.
Yeah. Vancouver matters.
Yeah.
At least Gillaband and Lingua Ignota featuring Chatpile, new to come here. I get to see them in February.
Calling
so I'm
out
excited
people.
For that.
Yeah. You tell them.
All right. I think
Now that everyone's gotten everything off their chest.
Yeah.
All my hatred and anger is gone now.
You do sound much more relaxed.
Yeah, I'm
now
relaxed.
That you've forgotten that.
All right, I think we're going to get into a few more tunes, maybe. We got
I'd love to.
Insecure by Big Joni off their record Back Home. I like that one a lot.
Me too.
We got Rumble by Skrillex, Fred Again, and Flodan.
The grip that song has had on me since it released on streaming services should be studied in schools.
Yeah, it really
should. And then also My Soul by Gadfly off their new record Aprenac.
Go Gadfly.
My first CITR interview was interviewing them.
Wow.
And
they're
only
cool.
CITR interview. But yeah, they're really cool.
Wow, okay, let's get into those then.
Yay.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
You are tuned into 101.9 FM at CITR Radio. I'm Cleo Skivinsky, and I'm the Indigenous Collective Lead here at CITR. I am coming to you over the radio waves to let you know that Unseated Airwaves is back on the air and stronger than ever. We are centering Indigenous joy, brilliance, and current issues on our episode. Unseated Airwaves broadcasts on Thursday evenings at 7 to 9 p.m. and replays on the following Monday at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Run for them life. When I step into the jungle, say they wanna group up. They better move up, never gonna win a Royal Rumble. But when I come through, you know what I love to. I send shots for your team and leader. I make a witness, decide to vacate. The war's getting sweet, just like a Ribena. Yo, listen, you hear that? Killers in the jungle. Killers in the jungle. Killers in the jungle. Yo, listen, you hear that? Killers in the jungle. 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 Yo, listen, you hear that? Killers in the jungle. Killers in the jungle. Killers in the jungle.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back.
Hello.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi.
101.9 FM.
You just heard three tunes. We got the most recent one there. That was My Soul by Gadfly off their new record. We heard Rumble by Skrillex and Fred again. And
so
Floating.
Good.
Single. And we also heard Insecure by Big Joni off Back Home.
We were talking about like how Skrillex is making a little bit of a comeback.
Skrillex is making kind of a comeback.
Yeah, I don't think I know as much about his comeback.
You were saying Beyonce on the new Beyonce album?
Yeah, like he was on the Beyonce album. I could be lying, but I'm pretty sure he has production credits on like Energy, the song that comes after Cuff It. If you guys know that one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he has a song with Pink Panthers and Trippie Redd that just came out. That's also
pretty good.
That one's really good.
And then the
100X one.
Yeah, that one.
But I was just going to say, imagine Beyonce and Skrillex in the stew together. That's crazy.
Just cooking up. That's going to be Renaissance 2.
Yeah.
It's
going to be like a collab album?
Well, I'm lying, but...
Well, it would be. That would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it was like, real.
If it was real, I would pay so much money.
Yeah. Just like a Beyonce cover of Bangarang. Would be
great. Yeah, never say never.
Yeah, I'd love it.
We don't know what the year holds. Probably that.
Could be.
If I had to guess.
Is there any other like albums you would want a sequel to?
A sequel?
Like, it doesn't have to be like beat for beat, but like they just continue exploring that musical world.
Hmm. I mean, I hope Nas keeps doing what he's doing.
King's Disease.
The series, because it keeps getting better and better, in my opinion. So. Yeah.
Did you listen to King's Disease 3?
Yeah, I liked it.
I haven't heard it yet, but I liked 1 and 2 a lot. And
yeah.
Like the one, they did one called like Magic
something. In the middle, yeah.
Yeah. Do you two have any Nas thoughts? King's Disease specific?
King Disease specific, no. But I think he's pretty cool. Should I listen to King's Disease?
Yeah.
Is it good? Yeah. I don't know. I always heard like, after his early days, he wasn't so good anymore. And I was like, okay.
He's had a comeback though.
Okay.
With Hit Boy and Nas.
Okay.
Like, kind of had like a resurgence. Hit Boy is the guy that did like a lot of Watch the Throne. Jay-Z and Kanye.
Okay.
And stuff. Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, there are some bangers on there.
Yeah. Is there any like artist producer duos that would be like a dream for you guys to see, like in an album?
I mean, I just want to see Madlib and Anyone.
Yeah.
Imagine Tame Impala and 100 Gex.
Oh my goodness.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, we've got Gex on the brain today, but that would be pretty cool.
I feel like the four of us collectively would be so insufferable if Tame Impala and 100 Gex like released.
Yeah.
A collab album. I would love to see, like, Tyler, the Creator, like, as a producer with somebody. I feel like that would be cool.
Yeah.
He's like, sorry. Yeah.
I would have said Tyler, the Creator and Kanye West, but I don't think Kanye West is going to be doing much with anybody in the foreseeable future.
I think he has other things on his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tyler's been talking more and more in interviews about kind of getting interested really in production specifically. And, you know, he's always been kind of like a crate guy and always in his interviews, like very large breadth of knowledge about just all different sorts of stuff. So, yeah, it would be cool to see him step into that role a little bit more.
Yeah. Like, did you? Sorry.
I just said he's a swell chap.
Oh, he is a swell chap.
He's a swell chap.
I was just going to ask if any of you heard like his songs with Snow Allegra.
No.
Because I thought the production.
I really like those.
Yeah, those ones are really good.
It's like In the
Neon
Moment.
Neon Peach and In the Moment.
Yeah, I like In the Moment a lot.
Those are really well
great.
Produced. And then he produced like a couple songs on like Kali Uchi's like EP for when she was.
Yeah,
like,
no way.
Earlier days. Like, have you heard of Speed?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I think maybe just Speed.
He did one on the SZA Deluxe too for
Jody.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I'd love like a Tyler like R&B. And then I know like a lot of like maybe lying, but I know like Flower Boy and Igor those days a lot like a few of those songs he like made for other artists and they like turned them down. So he just kept them. like, wasn't there one song that was supposed to be for, like, Zayn from, like, One Direction and he didn't?
Earthquake.
I know Earthquake was supposed to be for Justin Bieber.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
That's so...
And then I think he pitched it to, like, Rihanna or something crazy. After? Yeah, something like that.
I didn't know. That's crazy.
And he wanted Justin Bieber to do the hook on Glitter, if you've heard that song, from Flower Boy.
I don't like Flower Boy as much, but I probably heard the song.
It's like, firework, feel like glitter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine Justin Bieber, but it was Tyler, the Creator, instead.
But he never ended up doing anything with him. Tyler's going to be bigger than Justin Bieber one day, and then he's going to be like, wah.
Yeah, I should have gone on.
Screw that guy. I hate Justin Bieber.
You know what? Tyler can never take away from Justin Bieber.
What? Baby.
The first 3 minutes of Zoolander 2, where Justin Bieber is fired on with an Uzi for 3 minutes.
Wait, really?
Yeah, that's the most insane movie intro. It's just Justin Bieber dying on camera
I've
for
never
like
seen
two and a half. Don't just watch that part. Don't watch the movie because it's not that exciting. But the first 3 minutes are crazy.
So I could probably find
Will Ferrell's in Zoolander 2.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Because Zoolander's what, like Ben Stiller?
Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson. It's a crazy lineup. Like, imagine Owen Wilson, Ben Stiller, and Will Ferrell. And Justin Bieber dying.
Imagine all of them in the stew together.
Yeah. Doing a Bangarang cover.
Bangarang.
Be crazy.
I think Ben Stiller would be great. They should redo the music video where, like, the guy loses his hand. Like
the ice cream truck driver?
Yeah, the ice cream driver.
Do you know what we need more of? Is maybe we need less, actually. I don't know. Is actors making music? Who knows? Yeah. I don't know.
Has there been a good actor that made music?
I don't know.
Or a good actor that has made good music?
Who's your pick?
I know there's lots of, like, old actors. There's pictures of, like, Keanu Reeves in, like, a punk band or something in, like, the 90s.
There's, like, the guy from Stranger Things, not Finn Wolfhard, but, like, the guy that plays Steve. He has,
What's the band called?
It's, like, a duo called, like, Joe, I think, but it's spelled, like, DJO.
Yeah, DJO, yeah.
Yeah, they're, like, pretty good. Yeah.
The guy's name, Joe Keery. That's his name.
Yeah, he's really cool.
Yeah, he's a nice hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of anyone else, but there's definitely others. I don't know. Nothing is coming to mind. No.
I think that means it's time to get into more music.
Good save.
Yeah. So next we got Life Extension by Co-op, local punk band. We got To Decide by Red Veil. New single. I really like it. I think
I'm
you'll like it too.
Excited to hear it.
And we got more local music, more UBC music, with Losing Meaning by MO1E.
Let's go.
Let's go. From MO1E.
Shout out. Love you, Kurt.
Cry Club.
Is that the UBC Cry Fuck. Club? Okay.
I mean, I didn't mean to do that.
From it's got a new record out called Season 1, Episode 3. Very long title.
Okay.
But. Yeah, let's get to it.
Thank you.
To the side, bitch, that's how we do it. Ain't got my hands out. These niggas be frauds, these niggas be p***s, these niggas be banned out. These niggas be stalking, you wasn't slick, look how that panned out. And if you try to go from frozen hard to fan out, I ain't talking to you in them sense, just put your hands down. I got love if you got love for me, that's all I care about. I got love if you got love for me, that's all I care about. Hey, to the side, bitch, that's how we do it.
Jam, just listen, jam.
Yeah. to the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Ta-ta.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it.
If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back.
Hello.
CITR 101.9 FM. We've got a little bit of time left with you, like a minute or two.
Awesome. So, any exciting... Well, I know something exciting happening. Mm-hmm. There is a show that Green Auto is hosting tomorrow night.
Super Budget, like Porch
Super
Fling.
Budget, Porch Fling, CITR's very own Porch Fling. Slightest Clue, I believe, and La Lune, hopefully I'm saying that right. That's going on tomorrow. Doors open
La
at
Lune.
7.
La Lune? As La in the moon?
La Lune?
I guess. Yeah, the moon, yeah.
Should be fun.
Claire
Lune. Yeah, anything else?
I don't know. I don't even know if there what like music is coming out this week, if there is any. But
I mean, we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. I guess we'll find out next week. But
oh yeah, tangential. But I need a new Danny Brown album.
Quaranta. New Danny Brown album, really?
Yeah.
This week?
No, he.
This year.
Oh, yeah.
I just
didn't
need
see
it
that.
Because I heard
yeah,
it's.
We all
it's
need
been
it.
A while.
Yeah, it's been.
Yeah.
A while.
That'll be awesome if
like
that.
Like 3 years almost. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I really like.
Oh, ASAP Rocky.
Know what I'm saying?
Is yeah, it gonna yeah. drop? Apparently.
Oh, same problems. Okay, I did hear about that.
Apparently. Is that a record?
Like a song.
Oh, a single.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't be... Well, he announced an album, apparently. Don't be dumb.
I did hear that, yeah.
Yeah, good advice, ASAP Rocky.
Yeah. Always inspiring the youth.
And The Smile is doing releasing a live album.
Oh,
okay.
Cool.
That's cool. Nice. Oh, and Declaim and Madlib tomorrow, In the Beginning, Volume 3.
Oh, okay.
You did want Madlib.
Yeah, maybe I'll take a listen to that then.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, stay listening.
Stay listening.
Yeah. Chartsomania forever.
Chartsomania forever.
All right.
It's been a fun time.
It's been a good time.
Hour.
Do you have any last words,
yeah.
to speak?
Well, bye.
No, bye bye.
See you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Wahoo.